This is Samira Bose from Auroville Radio, and today we have with us Darius Meissner, Laura Haslett, and Max Broker. They are a part of a group of volunteers from Germany, aged 18 to 27, who are here in Auroville for 1 year. Today, they're going to talk to us about why they're here and what they're planning to do. Guys?
Well, we are here in Auroville to take part in different projects all over Auroville, from Discipline Farm over Wasteless to Pichanticulam Forest, to help out for 1 year and to volunteer these places and also to have some personal development.
Why Auroville, and how come you guys decided to come here? Who sent you here?
Well, it's from the German government. It's an exchange program, or not exchange, but really like a development program, which is meant to like, well, it sounds a bit negative, but to like help, you know, develop countries that we go to. But in general, I think for all of us, it's more like, yeah, firstly, the personal experience, like, you know, being involved in something very different, seeing a very, very different country and a very different culture, but also, you know, like trying to get involved work-wise, like it makes you so much more involved in the whole country and meeting really many people. And Auroville especially is for us, I think, also because of the sustainability and all the like mind-changing and future-changing projects that are here. That's also a big part for most of us, I guess.
And how many of you are here?
We're a total of 17 or 18 people. There's one girl, which is a girlfriend of one of the group. She is kind of part of the group, but not in an official way.
Why Auroville specifically? Also, are you going to be traveling around or just staying over here?
We've got several weeks for holiday in the whole year, so we have the possibility to travel around. And a lot of people from our group, they want to travel to the Himalaya, to Delhi, to different places all over India. But the main experience is supposed to be in Auroville. And I think many people have chosen Auroville as a overall project because there are so many different activities and it's such a unique place you won't find anywhere in the world in that sense. And this makes it really special and it's a really nice and exciting experience to be here.
Is this a self-funded program or does the government fund you? And also, how did you come upon it? Did you all sign up for this or it's something that you think about in school?
Well, it's government funded by, I think, 2/3, right? Yeah, so like the last third we have to get with donations. So, you know, all of us had like different ways, like baking cakes or doing whatever to bring the project out, like to have more people know about it and to get funds from people. That's the one part. And so like I said, it's a bit too it's called BMZ in Germany. This is like the sort of program that they have for people getting more involved in other countries and bringing something back to Germany as well. Yeah.
She said 2/3, it's actually 3/4, okay. 3 or 4 parts.
Okay. Can you tell me about the places that you're working at in Auroville? You guys are really everywhere. So I want to know because it's really one of the most enthusiastic groups of people that I've seen in Auroville. So
I'm personally working at Discipline Farm, which is in the north. I'm there with another guy. Called Frederick. Laura is working in the Village Action Group. Darius at Wasteless. There's 2 people at Botanical Garden. There's 1 girl at Auro Orchard. There's 2 guys at Pichanticulam. And we several got in schools, school girls, exactly. I think that's basically it.
And do you guys take part in different classes that are going on and different cultural activities?
Yeah, the projects and the activities we are doing in our free time are very diverse. So a lot of people go dancing, swimming, doing different kinds of sports. For me, for example, I'm going to capoeira 3 or 4 times a week and all kinds of other stuff. Theater projects, trying to volunteer in the Auroville Radio, working with sacred groves, building houses, and all kinds of other interesting stuff which we have the possibility to work in here in Auroville.
And do you guys have any criticism for Auroville or this space?
There's some financial thing. I met other volunteers which are not government supported, which definitely have trouble funding themselves since Auroville is very expensive. There are no funds given to them, and if there's no savings, they basically can't sustain themselves here. Beside that, I have not much criticism. I think the good sides definitely make the majority of the things I see, but in some places it looks like too much concrete to me. I don't like concrete.
I was quite surprised when I came here at how big the problem of corruption is also in Oroville. So we are not here for a very long time now, but still we've heard of several cases where corruption is a real problem inside of Oroville. And I think the idea, the holistic thinking behind Oroville itself is in some way, it doesn't really go along with the financial and economic side. And there are challenges and real problems which have to be solved and which are quite hard to solve, I guess.
So since you guys are doing so many different things and working in different places, are you planning to narrow down as the year passes and come to something specific or just keep on branching out?
Well, I think for me, one of the big parts here is that you can, you know, experience new things, work in new directions that you haven't thought about so far. So for me, like, I'm also working in Sacred Groves on the Saturday. And for me, I think I'll definitely continue doing that next to my project because it's like such a different thing than I do in my normal project, you know, and it gives us, or me at least, like a really different perspective.
Are you all staying together or are you staying separately? And do you guys tend to move around in your own group or do you feel like you're meeting a lot of new people over here?
We are living in living communities. I live at Discipline with three other people. There's this, we call village house in Kotekarai where four people live. There's another house in Kotekarai where three people live. There are two pairs of girls which live together and they will move out of the two flats soon because they have to. And now it looks like we will mix around more. So more houses will to be explored. There will be house sitting. There will be different combinations of people, and yeah, we are getting to know more other volunteers outside the group, and people already started to live in houses together with those.
For me, I think it's I definitely want to move somewhere. Like now I'm living in Kotekarai in the village house, and it's really nice, but I think a lot of us also want to live, you know, in capsules or the one girl I'm living with might go into house sitting now, so it's like that's also the beauty to like have it very diverse. So I think for me, I'll definitely be moving at some point. But concerning the meeting the people, I think we are meeting. Like everybody has a few colleagues in their project and things that they know. But I would really like to meet like more Tamar people, you know, like really like local people. I have a lot in my project, but I don't really communicate with them a lot. So I think for me it would also be a goal to maybe even live with somebody like a Tamil person together or something like that.
Which is quite nice is that we've got a lot of freedom to move and to decide ourselves where we want to live and under which conditions. So people who are really bound to nature, maybe they want to live in a capsule for some months or weeks. And other people who want a nice roof for the monsoon, they just live in apartments. Maybe they want to live together or they can stay separately. And it's really a lot of freedom. And we've got the responsibility to take care of ourselves. And as long as we're doing this, we can do whatever we want.
I'm going to ask this to each of you. So each of you have to answer. What do you think you will take back from your Oroville experience in 1 year? And rather, what are you hoping to take back from this experience?
Well, one of my main reasons to come to Oroville was to develop personally, to learn really a lot of things and to take them back to Germany. And these are different things. And when I came here, I didn't really know what I wanted to learn. But I knew this place was so diverse and so special, there would be a whole lot of different and interesting people I could meet to take something with me. For example, now doing capoeira for sport, I want to do this. It's nice meditating in the Matremandia, for example, and also to work in a real NGO project at Wasteless, so we can really learn something we may need in Germany as well, and something we can't acquire in Germany at the same time. So this is why I'm here also.
For me also, it was a bit like I knew Auroville was a very different place. So I would definitely learn a lot of new things. But I'm not very particular on what, like, I just try to take, you know, everything that is actually here. Like, somebody already told us Auroville is a place of constant learning, and I think it's really true. Like, everywhere or anywhere you go, you can pick up something new. Like, during the movie festival now, some movies weren't that great, but still, like, they had a message that gave you a new perspective. So I think one part for me is definitely the sustainable living here. Just taking new ideas, how to build things, how to farm, anything. Just, I think it will have some kind of use for me. Like, for example, I turned vegetarian here and I'm trying to be vegan. So it's like really, I thought about it before, but I have the feeling here, you know, I can be more consequent in really carrying it out. So that's a really nice aspect for me.
To me, living in Auroville is a possibility to improve in many ways. At the moment, the object in life for me is to be and do good, and to do that I need to get and improve skills I have or I don't have yet. And I think and I feel that it's the right place for that, and I'm already pretty well on it. I'm doing so much, I got lots of energy here. I'm feeling energetic, and because of that I can do many, many things where I learn a lot. I have many projects, I have a long to-do list, and by doing all those things, by learning, meeting people and improving, yeah, it's improving.
Thank you, guys. I have to agree that you have a lot of energy, and I think you're going to have a great day over here. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, too.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.